So you don't need the idea, I am a bankrupt person, to give you your sense of self anymore. Because your sense of self, it comes from the life that you are, the aliveness of your very being. And then, yes, on the level of form, it happens that I had to declare bankruptcy. I'm still breathing. And the bird is still singing. And a million people before me have survived that. And this is just one example, a more extreme example. A friend of mine, Byron Katie, spiritual teacher, was visiting a woman in hospital who had advanced cancer. And she came into her room, hospital room, and the woman was, of course, very unhappy. And Byron Katie said to her, I don't see a problem. And the woman got even more unhappy. And she said, you don't see a problem? I'll show you a problem. And she took off her blanket and showed her right leg was 2 or 3 times the size of her left leg. This is a problem. And Byron Katie said, oh, so your problem is that you think your right leg should be the same size as your left leg. And in that moment, the woman laughed for the first time in a long time. She laughed because she dissociated from the thought form. She stepped out of thought, which judged this form as wrong, which judged the present moment as wrong, should not be. She was trapped in the thought form, this should not be, invested with a sense of self. And so the stepping out is vital for you. The story has a momentum that will reassert itself again and again, because that is the momentum of the mind. And I'm not saying that you no longer deal with things in your daily life. You deal with them much more effectively when you have access to the deeper dimension where true intelligence resides. That can then flow even into the way in which you deal with things on the level of form. So even on the level of your story, the story will unfold more harmoniously when you no longer demand that it should make you happy or do anything for you. Then you can truly honor this level of form because the neediness is gone, because you're not looking to it anymore to give you a sense of who you are, because who you are comes out of the aliveness and depths of this moment.